In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're on Q104 this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. It's not just us, though. It's also Chelsea Castro in North Olmsted.
Hello, Chelsea.
Hi.
Chelsea, good morning.
How are you?
Doing well this morning. Are you normally up at this hour listening to our show?
I am, and I'm up with my daughter.
Is that right? So you were you were listening to the show and you heard your name.
I actually didn't listen at this exact time. My aunt called me, so thank you to her.
Oh, so you even had some people helping you, some ringers.
Yeah,
saying,
teamwork. Yeah.
Listen to Q104. If you hear my name, then you call me and let me know.
That's the way to do it, though.
I know, that's right.
Because you called us back with plenty of time on the clock.
Perfect.
Now, did your aunt enter the contest as well? Are you doing the same thing for your aunt? Are you listening for your aunt's name?
I don't know if she did, but if not, I'm going to make sure she's entered.
Ooh, yeah. Make sure that she's in it. We're doing it all day today. Not all day, but all morning this morning and all morning tomorrow.
Oh, yes, definitely. Going to make sure she's entered, and I'll listen for her as well.
All right, Chelsea, you have a $50 gift card to Legacy Village.
Yay!
Happy holidays to you. Thank you for being up early and listening to our show this morning.
Thank you so much.
Hang out. We'll get some more information from you. It's Q104. It's Q104. Here's some good vibes. Miley Cyrus is engaged.
Woo! Let's go, Miley.
Her longtime boyfriend, Max Morando, they were somewhere in Asia vacationing, and he surprised her, totally caught her off guard. Miley said he did good.
I am not easy to surprise because I love to control every situation, and I had completely surrendered. And I'm telling you, I was so surprised.
She was wearing a big ring.
Aww.
That's why someone asked her about it.
Oh, she deserves it.
More good vibes next.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Let's go to Bay Village so we can talk to Sharon and get a good vibe this morning. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on? Please share with us your good vibe.
Oh, my good vibe is that I'm missing my daughter so much. She just went back to school. She goes to Georgetown. She's super smarty pants. I'm so proud of her. But she came to Thanksgiving with a couple of her friends. And she was so amazing over the weekend. She helped me with my Thanksgiving. She made most of my pies.
Aww.
All of her friends, like, they were like little soldiers. I could tell them, go get the ham. They would go throw this away. They would go take out the trash. They would. She was so great. All of her friends. It just makes me so happy that I have such a great daughter and she has great friends and she's, you know, kicking life in the butt. She's amazing.
Wow, Sharon. So when your daughter said, I'm bringing some friends home for Thanksgiving, and I'm assuming that they road trip from Georgetown back home, your reaction was what?
Great. More the merrier. Yeah, we host a huge Thanksgiving, like 24 mm-hmm. people.
And you're never going to turn down the extra hands and extra help.
No. And they did it. They didn't complain. You know, it happens when kids leave for school and it's like they're little kids and come back adults. It's like they're amazing. And she is, you know, she doesn't complain. She's just happy to be home. And I love you, Mom. And I love her.
Aww.
And
it's just,
well, hopefully you'll get to see her again soon for Christmas.
Totally. In like 2 weeks.
There we go.
She's bringing about 12 people with her.
Exactly right. So more the merrier. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Surprise. She's going to swing by and pick us up, too.
That's great. You guys, you're welcome anytime.
216-474-0104. The home of good vibes. The Q Morning Show. We might be calling your name next. A $50 gift card to Legacy Village. Coming up. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa with you. I'm texting back and forth with my wife this morning. I guess at home right now, both of my boys are in bad moods.
Oh.
They're extra grumpy this morning. My wife says that my oldest son, he lied to her and said that he had toast for breakfast, but she's like, the toaster wasn't hot and there were no knives in the sink.
Oh, he's like, just leave me alone, Mom. Just let me get to school.
And she says the other one's grumpy too. And I hear about this and I think, you know what? This is my fault. This is all my fault.
How in the world, Bill, would this be your fault when you're not even home?
Because I am the moron who fell off a ladder trying to put up the Christmas lights. And so I have been in this walking boot for this. Today is day 10.
Uh-huh.
And I have not been easy to live with because everybody's had to step up and help me.
Oh, so you think that it's weighing on your boys?
It's 3 weeks until Christmas. I have no Christmas lights up. I have no tree up. And I have no idea when I'm going to be able to get these things up. And I think that everybody is worn out. And I think they're ready for Christmas to start.
And all this is because you fell off a ladder.
Yes.
It's all because of you.
It's absolutely all my fault.
It has nothing to do with the fact that it's just like really cold, might just be a little early.
Right, but
toward the end of the week after Thanksgiving, we're in that weird lull between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
But if you get into kind of like a Christmas vibe, I think that helps a lot. And I don't think that I've been able to do that for my family. So I feel like I've let down my family.
Yeah, this is definitely your fault.
I really feel that way.
Yeah, I feel that too.
You mentioned the cold. So it's like 29, 30 degrees right now. It's only going to get colder as the day goes on because we have this polar vortex thing that's here. And the Arctic blast is going to make the temperatures crash.
It's not even officially winter yet. And we already have a polar vortex.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
So wind chills in the single digits by this afternoon.
Well, that's something to look forward to, I suppose.
That should improve everybody's mood.
Oh, yeah. Right? I'm sure that'll perk everybody up a little bit.
Well, this is good because that's what Hash It Out is all about this morning. It's a married couple arguing about their thermostat. So we'll get to that coming up. I think we got to give up on Corinne Bauer in Menor.
I think so.
Sorry, Corinne. Time is up. But it's a good thing for somebody else because at 8 o'clock this morning, we will have $100 in Legacy Village gift cards to give away. There is still time to sign up. How do you do it? All the details right now.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh. It's Q104. Hash it out this morning. Gabby and Tyler are married. Gabby has an issue with Tyler. Gabby, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. What's going on between you guys?
This is probably going to sound silly, but it has truly been ruining my life for the past few days. I mean, long story short, I am freezing in our house. Like, normally I want to keep it around like 72 or 73 degrees, which I think is pretty reasonable. But Tyler is being so cheap and insisting that we keep the house at 66 degrees.
Mm. 66 degrees?
It's an ice box in here.
Oh, yeah, that's cold.
It's really, really cold. And so I'll try to, you know, sneak by the thermostat and raise it a few degrees to like maybe even 69 or 70. And then every time he comes behind me and drops it back down to 66. And I am shivering when I wake up in the morning. It's freezing in here. And I know heating bills are crazy, especially right now, but someone has got to talk some sense into this man because I can't keep doing this.
What is it in your house right now? What is the temperature set at your house, Alyssa?
Oh, for me, I think we have it at 72.
That's normal. Yes, you can do 72. 66
yeah.
is too cold.
This morning, while I was getting dressed, I looked over at the thermostat. 67 degrees in the house.
Whoa, is that how low you guys keep it?
I felt fine. The thing is, with my wife, Paula, she bought this like Google Nest or something, and it's on the wall. I don't know how to use it, so I can't turn it up or down.
Even if you wanted to.
She did that on purpose. But Gabby is freezing. She is going to confront her husband about the thermostat. Hash it out. Continues next. It's Q104. Gabby is with us right now on Hash It Out. We're about to bring in her husband, Tyler. Gabby's got an issue over the thermostat. It's at 66 degrees right now in her house.
It's freezing. I can't handle it. Like, I'm shivering all day.
Tyler, Gabby's husband, good morning.
Hello.
You've heard your wife complain about this. I'm sure this is not the first time that you've heard about this. 66 degrees. Obviously, you don't think that's too low.
No, I mean, I'm not trying to cause her to freeze to death or anything. I mean, I'm not, like, doing this on purpose, but, you know, the second we turned our heat on, the bill doubled. It jumped up like $100. It was crazy.
Mm. Yeah, I did notice. My bill went up quite a bit, too.
But I mean, it's 66 degrees? Like, that's too low, don't you think?
I mean, 66 is like spring. I mean, it's not even, like, that cold.
Wait, yeah. Tyler, you won't even go outside without a jacket when it's 66 degrees, let alone when it's in the house. You want to keep our house that cold?
I mean, it's not that bad because you can just, you know, I mean, you always wear sweaters all the time. We got plenty of blankets.
Oh. I'm having to wear literally two outfits inside the house. I have leggings on and then a pair of sweatpants on top and then a long sleeve shirt and a hoodie over that. That's how cold it is in my house.
Oh,
right
girl.
Now.
Yeah, that's like how I would bundle up when I was getting ready to walk to class at Kent State.
I think we need to share body heat and cuddle more.
Yeah, you're going to say that.
Yeah, but it's going to take like 30 minutes to undress your wife.
There's so many layers.
Valid point.
216-474-0104. Is 66 degrees too cold in the house? Gabby's too cold. Tyler doesn't want to turn it up anymore. Do you want comfort or do you want to save money? Hash It Out continues next. Let's go. 7:30 banger this morning. Mark Morrison It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, we're in the middle of Hash It Out. Talking to, who were we talking to?
We were talking to our married couple.
Yes! Gabby and Tyler.
Yes.
Gabby and Tyler. Okay. I've got everybody on the line, on the phone that we're going to talk to. I forgot who we were talking to originally. Gabby and Tyler essentially fighting over the thermostat. 66 degrees is where it's set at right now in the house. Gabby says, way too cold. Tyler said, I don't want to move it up any more than it is. He's already seen the bill, the electric bill.
And it's not pretty.
He doesn't like it. David in Westlake, good morning.
Morning.
What's the thermostat set at your house?
So we keep ours at a good 70.
Okay.
Okay.
That's solid.
Now, is that like a compromise? Or how did you come up with 70?
70 is just a nice round number. I mean, you know, it could be a little colder, a little hotter in the house. But, you know, when it's 20 degrees outside, I can appreciate 70 when I walk in the door.
Yeah, I wonder if you got to bump it up a little bit today, on a day like today where you get an Arctic blast. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you can keep it at 66 on a day like today.
I don't think you can keep it at 66.
Isabel in Medina. Now, you're saying that 66 is just about right?
Yes. I have to be with Tyler on this one. My house stays at 62, and it's perfectly fine. You bundle up first. Everybody knows the rules of my house. We don't turn on the heater unless we're really cold.
62. How did you come
oh
up with that?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. It's just, I feel like it's close to 60, but not below 60.
Now, do you get any pushback from anybody else in your home on this?
Yes. Well, my husband is the one that's freezing, but, you know, the bills are rough these days. I mean, bundle up, heated blankets, you know, whatever is needed. But no, I'm not willing to pay a fortune just to get my house to 70.
Hmm. Sounds like the exact situation that I have in my house.
I'm learning so much about what people keep their house at temperature-wise. I always thought that, like, roughly, like, about, like, I don't know, 68, 69, 70-ish. But 62.
I have respect for a person that keeps their house at 62.
I do, too.
I don't think I would do it myself without complaining, but...
We even just got a text that somebody keeps theirs at 64.
Well, 62 beats 64. Andrew's in the car. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Bill. And Alyssa, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We keep our heat at 68 during the day, 66 at night, because we like to sleep colder.
Yeah.
My daughter's also in the car on our way to school. Me and my daughter, we run hot. My wife runs a little cold. So I would actually agree with both, but I think there's a compromise. Cold, he runs hot. How about doing it about 68? Because it really wouldn't run up the bill.
Yeah, I don't know. How much does it cost to... that's what I don't know. And
yeah, I'm not sure, like, the nitty-gritty. We just got a text that somebody said 2 degrees matters, like 2 inches matters. So, like, it must not be that much of a difference. Like, it might not make a difference in their bill.
Yeah, that's the part that I don't understand. And that's why I'm not allowed to be in charge of my Google Nest thermostat. Because I don't even know how much we pay a month for heat. I don't even know. And what does it cost when you knock it up a couple of degrees or bring it down? I don't know what you're saving. I don't know how much more it is.
Hey, Gabby, if you can manage to turn the heat up a little bit without Tyler running behind you and putting it back down to 66, try it out.
Yeah, I think they could turn it up a little bit, especially today with the Arctic blast coming in. Anything further, it's 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Travis Kelce, the fiance of Taylor Swift, has that podcast, the New Heights podcast.
Mm-hmm.
George Clooney is his guest this week.
Oh, cool.
And on this most recent episode, Travis revealed that he has never once, not once, has he had an argument with Taylor during their almost 3-year relationship.
Travis, shall we ask you the same questions?
Well, it's only been 2.5 years, and you're right. I haven't gotten an argument. All right. Never once.
Honestly, you know, neither of us are going to win the argument, so why get in it?
Do you buy that? Never once have they had an argument in 2.5 years.
That's the first time that I'm hearing that clip. I read the headline, but after hearing him say that, I don't think I believe him. I don't believe that man. Not for a second.
It also could be, sure, we've had an argument, but I'm not going to talk about it on the podcast.
Oh, yes, that's exactly. I got the vibe of like, oh, we have absolutely had an argument and we're going to end up in another one if I tell you about it. So I'm going to shut my mouth.
I think it depends on your definition of argument.
I agree.
Or how serious they can be. Paula and I have had very few arguments.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's over the years, and we've been together for over 20 years. And I think the reason why is because we don't allow ourselves to escalate anything. Like, we'll either stop and let 24 hours go by, and sometimes the situation resolves itself. But mostly, it's just, we bicker.
Yeah, that's, yep.
Like, all the time. But that's almost, like, playful. Like,
yeah. That's part of being married. Bryce and I do the same exact thing. Like, we just kind of squabble.
Yeah.
We get in little tiffs sometimes.
It's stuff like, you know, how do you live in this house and you don't know how to work the thermostat?
Right.
How do you not know how to work the washing machine? Why would you get up on a ladder and put up the Christmas lights without somebody here to hold it for you?
All
stuff like that.
Questions.
Just lots of that back and forth, but it's not like...
It can get frustrating.
It's not I'm mad at you, you're mad at me,
right,
kind of a thing.
Yeah, because when I saw that headline, I was like, yeah, I don't really get in fights with my husband either. But yeah, he sounds like he's got something to hide.
All right, let's do this. We have, by the way, the great gift card giveaway continuing this morning. So at 8 o'clock, we're going to call out a name. That person, if they call us back, could win $100 in gift cards from Legacy Village. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way, too. Caller 14, right now, 216-474-0104. Let's play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We have 4 movie passes to the advanced screening of the SpongeBob movie a week from Saturday. Call now. We're playing in about 10 minutes. He is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's DJ in Cleveland. DJ, good morning.
Good morning.
I have your 5 questions right here. I'm going to ask Alyssa the same questions in a few minutes. Whoever answers the most correct will win the game. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. DJ, are you ready?
I am ready.
Question 1. When you were a kid and one of your parents said, be home at a certain time, that's called a what?
A curfew.
Question 2. The character Amy Dunn went missing in this 2012 movie. The actor Ben Affleck was the suspect.
Gone Girl.
Question 3. What ingredient gives green bean casserole its creamy base?
Cream of mushroom soup.
Question 4. Cybertron is the home planet for what mechanical superheroes?
The Transformers?
Final question. What does the abbreviation IQ stand for?
Intelligence quotient.
DJ, you rocked it. 5 for 5.
Awesome.
You nailed all 5 of these questions. I'm going to make the prediction right now. You're winning this game today. Alyssa's not going to go 5 for 5. There's no way. We'll find out next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Alyssa has returned to the studio for part 2 of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I've already made the prediction, Alyssa. You're losing today.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Because DJ in Cleveland just went 5 for 5.
Dude, DJ.
I don't think you're getting all these questions.
5 for 5?
Uh-uh. No, I don't think so. If I'm wrong, I will eat my words, as I usually do, but I think DJ's winning this one.
Let's see.
Here are your 5 questions. I will not score you. I will reveal the answers at the end. Question 1. When you were a kid and one of your parents said to be home at a certain time, that's called a what?
Curfew.
The character Amy Dunn went missing in this 2012 movie. The actor Ben Affleck was the suspect.
Gone Girl.
Which ingredient gives green bean casserole its creamy base?
I don't like green bean casserole.
Well, you don't have to like it to have the correct answer.
I know. Butter?
Question 4. Cybertron is the home planet for what mechanical superheroes?
Transformers.
Final question. What does the abbreviation IQ stand for?
In question?
DJ. Mm-hmm. Was I right or was I right?
You were right.
Oh, what did I miss?
The ingredient that gives green bean casserole its creamy base is, go ahead, DJ.
Cream of mushroom soup.
Oh.
And the abbreviation IQ stands for?
Intelligence quotient.
Oh, my God. You know what, DJ? No, you deserved that win. You earned it fair and square. What was that last answer?
Intelligent quotient.
What? I don't think I ever knew that.
If it makes you feel better, I had no idea either.
I thought I was onto something with in question.
But that's because I'm a low IQ person.
Apparently so am I. But DJ is not.
DJ, you have the SpongeBob movie passes. You've got a diploma. You've got the Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant. We're going to send that your way as well.
Awesome. My name is DJ, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Q104.
Olivia Dean, Man I Need, the Q Morning Show. Who's this on the phone right now?
My name is Jackie.
What's your name?
Jackie.
Jackie?
Whoa, we were looking for a Jackie.
A Jackie Heidick?
Yes.
Jackie Heidick of Barberton?
Yes.
Jackie, you have $100 in gift cards from Legacy Village.
I am so excited.
Woohoo! Let's go!
Thank you so much for listening to us. Were you listening like right there on the show and you were listening for your name and you called back right away? Or did you have some help?
I heard her say Jackie and I kept praying, hide it.
Yeah. And you're like, that's me!
That's me.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you for listening to our show. We're happy to set you up with $100 in gift cards to Legacy Village, the great gift card giveaway. Hang on, Jackie. So we're going to do this again at 9 o'clock this morning, a $50 gift card to give away to Legacy Village. So if you're not signed up, to win. There's still time. You can do it right now. Q104.com. Amy in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for listening to us. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. So you versus Alyssa, we have these five trivia questions. Whoever answers the most correctly will win the game. Unless it's a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Amy?
I am ready.
Question one. What U.S. state has their name derived from the Spanish word for mountainous?
Mountainous. Oh, gosh. Montana.
Question two. What candy does E.T. love?
Twizzlers.
Question three. If I have the infantry, cavalry, and artillery cards, what board game am I playing?
Infantry, cavalry, and artillery cards. Oh my gosh, I'm awful today. I have no idea. Monopoly.
Question four. This 2006 movie starred Ben Stiller as a security guard who discovers the museum's exhibits come to life after dark.
Oh, Nightmare at the Museum? Oh, something. I remember. Nightmare at the Museum.
Final question. How many strings are on a standard guitar?
Eight.
Let me count you up here, Amy. I'm going to give you two.
Nice. Yes.
I probably only should give you 1 point, but I'm going to give you two. We'll explain why coming up. And then Alyssa's going to come back in the studio. She's going to answer the same five questions.
Okay.
Next, Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa is back in studio. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa, meet Amy in Cleveland.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So Amy just went 1 for 5. I'm giving her an extra point. 2 for 5.
Okay.
All right. So okay. Alyssa, you need 2 questions correct to tie her. Any more than that, you're going to win the game. Let's get into it. Question one. What U.S. state has their name derived from the Spanish word for mountainous?
Montana.
What candy does E.T. love?
Jelly beans?
Also, my favorite candy of all time, Reese's Pieces.
Mm. Oh. Those existed back then?
I believe that this might be the reason that it's my favorite candy, because when E.T. first came out.
Huh.
Yeah, Reese's Pieces is the answer to that one. Question three. If I have the infantry, cavalry, and artillery cards, what board game am I playing?
Is that Battleship? No?
It's not Battleship. It's Risk.
Mm.
So this game is getting interesting. There's two questions left. Alyssa only needs one of them to get the tie. This 2006 movie starred Ben Stiller as a security guard who discovers the museum's exhibits come to life. Night at the Museum is correct.
I said Nightmare.
She said Nightmare. I'm giving her the point for that.
Okay, yeah. You knew where it was going. I mean, could be a nightmare, depending on the person you are.
So we do have the tie today. Final question. How many strings are on a standard guitar?
6.
6 is correct.
Oh, man.
Alyssa gets the outright win, 3-2 over Amy.
Whew, just barely, though.
Nice work.
Amy, let me ask you this. Would you be a big hero in your family if you had advanced movie passes for the SpongeBob movie?
Oh, my gosh. You don't even know. My kids would go crazy. And they're big, too. They're 16 and 13, but, man, they would love it.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, I'm excited to see this movie.
Oh, I love SpongeBob. He's my fave.
4 tickets for you, Amy. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. My name is Amy, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Taylor Swift, it's Q104. I have a hack that can help if you struggle with saying no. I think that's one of my biggest drawbacks, is I really have difficulty saying no. Would you agree? Is that one of yours as well?
Yeah, I've gotten better with it over the past couple of years, but it is something I'm not great at.
In my mind, the way that my mind works, I feel if I say no, and I'm applying this to a work setting, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
If I say no, then I'm labeled as difficult and not a team player. And then they're going to let me go someday. And then I've lived by that, that credo, and I've been fired 3 times. So it doesn't matter.
Well, that's radio for you, okay?
It doesn't matter at all.
No, we also live through a global pandemic, if I must remind you.
So if you're someone that has difficulty with saying the word no, there is a therapist and an author that has come up with a trick that they say that could help you become more comfortable with it. And what it is kind of like, it's like a mind shift. So instead of focusing on what you're turning down, this therapist recommends thinking of it as saying yes to something else.
Oh.
So if you say, hey, you know, Bill, can you stay late on Friday and do this?
Yeah.
And it's like you don't want to do it because we're exhausted on Fridays and we've just had a whole week. And in your mind, instead of saying no in your mind, you're saying yes to you need rest. Mm-hmm. You need time with family or you just need a quiet moment.
I actually really like that, reframing it and thinking of it differently. I think that would actually help a lot and not focus on like why you can't do something, but why you're doing something else instead.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a shot.
I'll have to keep that in mind.
See if it works. And also, this therapist reminds you, no is a complete sentence. How about that?
Yeah.
I want to put that on social media today.
Mic drop. I want it on a t-shirt.
No is a complete sentence.
Send.
Okay. Jen Fransky. Is that her name?
Yeah.
We
She's still
give
got
up
a couple
Jen.
Minutes.
She does?
She's got like 60 seconds. Yeah, okay. It's really running out here. But Jen, last chance.
So if Jen Fransky doesn't call us back within 60 seconds, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., the final day of the great gift card giveaway, we'll have a chance to win $100 in gift cards to Legacy Village. How do you sign up for this? How could it be your name that we call? All the details right now.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.